Do you keep tabs on the other rookie quarterbacks, like how they're doing, and that big thing you look at week to week, or at all?
I like pay attention to all the quarterbacks. I'm still a fan. You know, I pay attention to everybody. You know, I want to see like some of the throws guys made and things like that. But I still talk to Blake a lot. When I got hurt, you know, Blake reached out to me. I've reached out to Blake, so we've kept a relationship going. And getting ready for the Browns game. They scored a touchdown late, the Jags did, and there was a face picture of Blake making a funny face in the end zone, so I took a picture of the film and sent it to him. So we still have fun and things like that, and just encourage each other. It's a long season, a lot longer than college, and we just continually to encourage each other and things like that.
As far as being competitively, what's it like you're the best guy on the floor? Do you think in those terms that you want to be the best in this class?
I don't even think of it that way. I think of, everybody, and I don't say that to step on any toes or anything. That's just my mindset. Every time I compete, every time I work, every time I study, I want to be the best at it, knowing that I'll never be perfect, but I'm striving to be, one day, striving that way. So it's not really just a group of guys I look at. It's like everybody, so that's just how I look at it.
Did your paths cross with Manziel much?
I saw him at the combine, spent some time with him there, and he was great, around the players. He was a good dude. I had nothing but good things to say about him.
Do you want to look at the fellow members of your rookie draft class here? I mean, a lot of you were playing more, you told Coach Sperano, saying probably maybe even a little more than they had anticipated that you guys would be playing when you got picked. Look at you guys as a foundational class here. I mean, you guys that want to kind of stick together and turn this thing around.
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually, gotten together with a group of them. I plan on getting together with all of them, really saying, hey, they drafted us here for a reason, and we got to stick together and keep the positive attitude going, because this thing is eventually going to turn around. Hopefully it's this week. Hopefully it's sooner than later. But I tell them all the time, hey, we're going to be a part of it. We're going to be a part of the turnaround. So let's keep that positive attitude. Let's keep that hard work going and be the examples. And, even though we are rookies, we are playing a lot, and some of us are in leadership type positions. So we do need to keep that positive mindset. And because it's so easy right now to be down. That's the easy thing to do. It's easy to go home and feel upset and sad. But hard thing is to do is to keep your head down and keep working and come to work with a positive attitude and energy. And that's what I try to bring, and that's what I try and tell those guys as well.
Mike Rivera's production has dropped off the last couple of weeks, and I know you just throw to the guys that are open, but
right.
That tight end position over the middle, is that something you guys can make more use of as the season goes on? Do you expect that to happen?
A lot of it has to do with what coverage it is. There are some times that – there's a coverage where, we probably are trying to give him the ball, but the coverage they're playing, we just, you got to go somewhere else with it, because they can't do it. He's a great playmaker. He's a guy that I trust more than anything. I never know how many catches guys get or who I'm throwing to, those kind of things. Unless I was in college and Devontae and those guys would tell me, just a shot at them. But, I really don't know those things. So, just looking at it, we do have plays designed for him. It's just, what coverage are they playing? Is it the right look and all those kind of things?
Because you got him for an 18-yard first down to convert one of your third downs.
And absolutely. And that was one of them. Yeah.
But that's just where it took you.
Right, absolutely. Because, we ran a similar play earlier, and the way they kind of played it, it wouldn't have been a big gain like that. And obviously it was a different coverage, different look. But we came back to it, then they played a certain coverage, and he was able to, get open on that.
You talked about the importance of staying positive, and after the game you said, hey, I'm the same quarterback at 0-6 as I'd be if we were 6-0.
Oh, yeah.
Are you able to shut it off when you walk out of this building, or does some of this kind of linger when you go home?
Oh, no. I've been through too much in just my life to let football bring me down. And that's the honest truth. It's not a cliche. It's not me just saying that. I've been through way too much, in just my little short time here on earth to let my job affect when I go home. I got so much more important things to do when I get home, of being a Christian role model for my son, being a good, great husband, being a loyal, faithful husband. Those things are, you know, as you get to know me, those things are, you know, up there on my priority list. So I don't, you know, I don't bring it home. You know, sometimes if I come home and I'm, you know, down about a throw or down about that, my wife does a great job of saying, you know, hey, you know, you'll get it next time, or she'll encourage me and things like that because, you know, she knows me. But to be completely honest, I go home. If you were at my house right now, I'm the same guy talking to you just as I hang out with my brothers or hang out with my wife.
A lot of players wear their heart on their sleeves, their emotions on their sleeves, but do they say, man, how can you stay so positive right now?
I don't know. They might think it. You know, but that's just how I was raised. You know, that's just the kind of person that I am. And I truly believe it. I really do. You know, because, you know, it's, like I said, it's very easy when things are hard to point a finger or to get down, or I'm not trying to live my life that way, you know, because I know that when this thing turns around, it's going to be great, and you know, I can't wait to be a part of it.
Was there a point when you were younger where you did take it home with you, or you learned this process? I'm sure you
came Oh, yeah. It was a growth. You know, it took me. You know, it took me. I don't remember the exact time, but you know, I even remember sitting down with Coach Dubb, Keith Williams. He was my receiver coach, and he was the first one, you know, not really the first one, but he was the one of the first coaches in college that really sat me down. He's like, hey, you know, life's too important, man. Life's too short to go home and do, you know, be upset at these kind of things. He's like, keep that positive attitude, because he knew what kind of, you know, how kind-hearted of a person I was. But sometimes I'd get angry and I'd come in upset. And that was really early on in my college career when I was really immature. But, you know, I've learned a lot since then.
Anything jump out when you watch the Browns on film, or Joe Hayden, quarterbacks, or
oh, very talented. You know, a lot of first round type picks on that defense. Very physical. I say very physical, but everybody in the NFL is physical, as I'm learning. But very talented. You know, that's one thing that when you first turn it on, it jumps out at you like, wow, these guys are really talented individuals.
Did you visit them?
I did.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
What was your impression then? Did you think that there was a possible match there? Or?
Yeah, I mean, they did a really good job of not tipping their hand on anything or anything like that. So, you know, of course, how I think, I was like, oh, man, sweet, I'm going to go here, or I'm going to go here, you know, the whole time. You know, had a great time with all of them. You know, I have nothing bad to say about them. I had a great time with them. You know, if I would have went there, I'd have been happy. You know, but I can promise you I'm happy to be a Raider.
You're sometimes cornerbacks will take a notebook and they'll keep it specifically for the receivers they're going to go against. Do you do anything like that for the corners you go against?
I keep one on every defense coordinator. I keep a notebook on every coordinator, every head coach, just in case, you know, they're a defensive guy, or even if they're an offensive guy, I know what kind of style they want to play. So if they're a head coach somewhere else, kind of a deal, I keep one on every coordinator, and I have notes on every, you know, on all the players that I need to have notes on, so I'll be able to go back and, you know, what year? Okay, that year he was on this team, kind of a deal like that.
It's typed in an iPad thing, I assume, not longhand, or are you?
I'm old school.
Really?
I'm old fashioned. Oh yeah, they're all spiral notebooks. They're in my house.